Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 181 for Friday, December 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were steady to lower Friday morning, although activity was thin and choppy. Canola was steady to down a dollar, the January contract unchanged at $474, and the more active March down a dime at $483.50. Continued weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide underlying support for canola to start the day. The currency was trading just above 73 U.S. cents this morning, hitting fresh 11-year lows in the process. That softer dollar makes exports more attractive and also helps boost domestic crush margins. However, canola was unable to hold on to its advances and turned lower with Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Large Canadian supplies, improving South American crop conditions, and technical chart resistance all put some pressure on values. The March contract briefly traded above the $485 per ton mark, but ran into some selling pressure at that level. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower, retreating from overnight gains. Soybeans down 2 to 7 cents, the January contract down 5 at 8.73 per bushel. Nearby weather forecasts out of South America look relatively favorable for crop development, and that accounted for some of the early weakness. The general bearishness in the outside financial markets, with equities and crude oil both down on Friday and the U.S. dollar rising, contributed to the softer tone in soybeans. However, yesterday's solid export demand news did remain somewhat supportive. In corn, prices are down 2 to 3 cents, the March contract down 3 at 3.76 per bushel. Speculators were adding to their large short positions with little in the way of supportive news Friday to warrant a corrective bounce. For wheat, prices are down 4 to 7 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 6 at 4.89 per bushel. The speculative short covering that gave wheat a boost earlier this week appeared to be subsiding today, while ample world wheat supplies and sluggish export demand remained bearish from a fundamental standpoint. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, December 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.